We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, today we continue the discussion of the subject, the false religion of astrology. Most religious prophets in our day will sooner or later get around to making predictions about Israel. In her book, My Life and Prophecies, Jean Dixon talked at length about the future fortunes of Israel. On page 151, she predicts a great earthquake will hit Jerusalem, but projects no exact date. She says the Middle East is destined to be a scene of great battles which will be fought east of the Jordan. It will be the East against the West. She says, and I quote, "The Lord will place himself at the side of Israel, and great losses will be suffered by the Orientals," end quote. She predicts that at that time the battle will turn. Israel will become one of the greatest miracles of all times, and will realize it was God's intervention that brought about this ultimate victory, and they will accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. According to her, God will look upon Israel with a special type of favor. If he does, my friends, the Bible is not true. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Apostle Peter, a Jew, declared, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons," Acts 10, verse 34. Paul, another Jew, wrote in Romans 2:11, "For there is no respect of persons with God." Did these two inspired Jewish writers of the New Testament know whereof they spoke? Verily they did, because they spoke by the inspiration of God, as you read in 1 Peter 4:11 and Galatians 1:11 and 12. Jehovah did favor Israel in Old Testament times, but we're not living in Old Testament times today. Then, he was accomplishing his purpose to the physical nation for the coming of the Messiah through their seed. That has already been accomplished. The false prophet's prediction also calls for the God of peace to actually engage in carnal warfare in order to get the winners of the armed conflict to accept the Son of God as the Prince of Peace. How strange! Activate a war to win praises for peace. According to the horoscope specialist, war, and not the gospel of God, will cause Israel to accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God. My friends, there is not one of these false prophets, prophecies otherwise, today, who has the least respect and reverence for the gospel of Christ. The Bible says the gospel, not Israel's winning a war, is God's power to save from sin. Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Romans 1:16-17. Jesus told the ancient Jews to search the scriptures and examine the works he did, not win a carnal war, in order that they might believe him to be the Son of God. My friends, the modern prophets of our time are not the only person to predict the wholesale conversion of the Jews to Jesus. There was a book written in the 1800s in which its writer predicted that the Jews would be converted to Jesus in 1922. Just another false prophet. What evidence of religious stupidity! It would seem that the modern false prophets would learn from the previous false prophets. On page 153 of the 169 edition of this book, My Life and Prophecies, this false prophetess predicted the decades of the 70s, and I quote, "will find faith in the Lord through ESP." Now, what is ESP? Extrasensory perception. Just more fanciful imagination in conflict with the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10:17, "So faith cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." If faith is derived from hearing the message of the Bible, and that is what God affirms, then it is not faith derived from ESP. If some have ESP, others are totally lacking in its acquisition, then God will be a respecter of persons for allowing ESP possessors to learn his will through a medium that was not available to those who had the minus ESP. Such cannot be accepted for a moment. What a contrast! False prophets versus God and the Bible. Which is your choice? One cannot accept both the Bible and these modern prophecies of our time. In words of the colorful and courageous Elijah of the Old Testament, he said, "How long go ye limping between the two sides?" 1 Kings 18, verse 21. Ladies and gentlemen, false prophets do not hesitate to claim representation and spokesman for God. That has been true a long time. God told Moses in Deuteronomy 18, 20, 22, "But the prophet that shall speak a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, the same prophet shall die. And if thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which Jehovah had not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Jehovah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Jehovah hath not spoken. The prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him." Yes, Horoscope Dixon claims to be a prophetess of God. In Life magazine, October 8, 1965, she claimed that her visions are sacred and very divine. She maintains her visions came by God's timing and not her own. False claims of a self-appointed prophetess, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? If this person were a prophetess of God, as she claimed, God surely would not have made so many mistakes through her. Would you say that God is less able to be accurate during the 20th century than he was during Bible times? How ridiculous can one be? Can you imagine God misguiding the astrologist in so many complete failures, as was evidenced by her predictions from 1950 to 1960? For example, she said that the peace terms for Vietnam conflict would be written early in 1966. It was not until the decade of the 70s that these peace terms were worked out. If she had not missed the date so completely, thousands of men would not have sacrificed their lives so needlessly, and they would have been permitted to come home again. In this book, My Life and Prophecies, she predicted a new profession for the controversial Bishop Pike of the Episcopal Church. She said, and I quote, "He will eventually become successful in another field." She said, "He will lose his frustrations in his new vocation." My friends, he is in another field for sure, but not the new field of her foolish predictions. I remind you that Mr. Pike died over in the Middle East on September 7, 1969. This was the very year of the publication of this book in which such false prophetic statements were made. How could God, the giver of life, from whom she claims to have received her revelations, be so confused? Sacrilegious indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, such are evidences of the false religion of astrology. My friends, this false prophetess has even predicted that an Egyptian baby boy born February 5, 1962, now a teenager, will unite the world in some kind of Christian faith by 1999. How sacrilegious can one be, yet claim to speak from God? Think of all the greats of the Christian era, like Paul and Peter and James and John, and a host of other great Christians who lived on this earth since Jesus our Lord, the greatest of all, and left the work in A.D. 33 to return to the palace of the universe on high. But now, an Egyptian teenager will tower above these great and inspired men of God as the mountains overshadow the plains below. Ridiculous and absurd. I declare that the fallible fingertips of the false prophetess shall never reach nor touch God in such matter. My friends, why will people become devotees to a proven false and idolatrous system? The very best expectation could only be a prop. A prop without any foundation or security. The obvious failures of the astrologists have been around for a long time in modern history. A German by the name of Stoffler predicted the end of the world by another great flood in 1524. Several floods since then, but for some reason, known only to God, the world still stands, and the false German astrologist is in another world where he will never deceive honest and sincere people in this world again. Adolf Hitler depended much on the predictions of an astrologer. But one thing the astrologer did not correctly foretell, that was, the astrologer ended up in a concentration camp, and Hitler's failure and his suicide is so obvious. My friends, Voodooism is another aspect of false worship. In Brazil, New Year's Day is a day when thousands of voodoo worshippers come to Rio de Janeiro. The United Press International, date of January 2, 1971, reported, hundreds of thousands of worshippers of the sea goddess invaded the white sands of Copacabana, Flamingo, and other beaches to offer flowers, bottles of champagne and liquor, and other gifts, and pray for fortune. The ritual is an annual affair for voodoo followers on the beaches of Brazil. The international press continues, the voodoo rites, primarily the Yubana sect, lasted until the break of dawn. The drums kept beating, even during the intermittent thunder showers. White-clad priests and their aides roped off areas of the beach to dance to African chants and shake loose the spirits that sometimes caused their bodies to gyrate wildly out of control. Chickens were sacrificed. UPI continues, mingling with the worshippers were tourists, popcorn vendors, curious bystanders, and occasional past midnight bathers trying to get rid of a hangover. Voodoo came to Brazil from the African slaves, and the magic of its gods never lost its hold, although in the centuries that have gone by, there has been a mixture of rites with Catholicism. Often the voodoo saints are intermingled with Catholics, although the voodoo cult leaders do not consider themselves Catholic. In the quotation from the UPI. You know, the National Enquirer of October 29, 1974 carried a number of predictions made by Frederick Davies, the British astrologer, and the tarot card reader. The question, does anyone ever recall reading in the Bible how that Jehovah's real prophets and prophetess ever received prophetic messages by carrying a tarot card, reading such cards? Of course not, my friends. Well, Mr. Davies is supposed to be a personal astrologer to many Hollywood top stars. And so many of them, he has predicted their marital affairs, separations, divorce, remarriage, and what have you. But I fail to see what is so amazing about such predictions, when in Hollywood especially, where marriages are just about as short-lived as a snowman in the hot desert. My friends, we could continue on and on exposing the fantastic claims of the false prophets of astrology. Oh yes, some of the naive of our day will read these speculative predictions, some of which, of course, may well come true as predicted. Surely the odds will allow them a hit on some. And they will be barely impressed that here is a man or person through whom the Lord of Heaven is making known what is going to be out there in the future. But I assure you that there is no remote kinship between the kind of predictions currently made by the guessing astrologers and the true prophecies of the Bible, as you read in your Bible. Old and New Testament prophecies were designed to set forth God's will. They were harmonious with His stipulated condition for the gracious plan of human redemption, which was being worked out through the infinite counsels of God. What the astrologers are predicting today is designed to make news and to obtain a degree of notoriety for themselves. Remove the fame they have received, the notoriety they have gained, and the commercial success they have achieved, and see if they would not fall up in all of these moments of productivity. Beloved, are you listening? Astrology is a religion filled with idolatry. Modern-day astrologers, who claim to be the current spokesman, prophets, or prophetess for God, neither respect the Bible nor the God it so clearly and wonderfully reveals. They do not respect statements to the effect that prophetic powers, this side of Calvary, belong to the apostolic age of Christianity and were never intended to be a part of each subsequent generation. Prophecy was just as much a miracle as the cleansing of a leper, then, or the raising of the dead, or calming the seas of Galilee, as any miracle could be. It took miraculous power to do these things. The same power to foretell minutely and accurately the future. Paul states that the Lord gave gifts unto men in Ephesians 4, verse 8. The prophetic gift was one as we learn about in Ephesians 4, 11. The apostle wrote, and he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. These miraculous gifts were given to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ, as you read about in Ephesians 4, verse 12. Ephesians 4:13 tells us that these gifts were temporary. They were to last until the unity of the faith, the gospel system, was to come. The knowledge of the Son of God was then to have been achieved, and spiritual maturity in Christ would have been possible. These gifts belong to the infant period of the church, as you read in Ephesians 4, verse 14. Paul also deals with these gifts in 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14. He lists them in chapter 12. He tells of their duration, or how long they will last, in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. He gives strict regulation of their use and guards against their abuse in chapter 14. Prophecy is one of those great nine gifts, as we learn from 1 Corinthians 12:10. In 1 Corinthians 13:8, he declared, "Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away." This language is crystal clear. The time will come, the apostle said, when no one will speak prophetic declarations. The time would come when no one would speak through miraculous tongues. The time would come when no one would be performing miracles of the time. Paul affirms each of these propositions in 1 Corinthians 13 and 8. When do these miraculous ages cease? He tells us in the 10th verse of 1 Corinthians 13. This refers to the coming of the full revelation of truth, when that which is perfect is come. During the days of prophecies, tongues, and miraculous knowledge, they did not have the complete Bible. Then inspiration rested in men. These men who are chosen by the Lord and allowed them to perform miraculous deeds. When the Bible was completed and became a reality, then inspiration was transferred from men to the book, the Bible, the Word of God. That happened near the end of the first century. Since then, we have had no people with miraculous power to prophesy, with power to speak in tongues, or power to perform such miracles as those of New Testament times. The astrologist does not respect the Bible, as I have said to you before. That is only one way God can speak to us today, and that is through His Word, the Bible. That is absolutely no need from some so-called extra sense being needed to understand His Word, plainly written and easily understood. The Bible actually says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. That is no fake ESP in Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is not the kind of ESP endorsed by the false prophets of astrology, however. The idea that man can communicate with God by using extrasensory perception is a dogma of self-centered false prophets primarily interested in personal gain. How foolish can people be? My friends, are you listening? Thousands of Americans, intelligent human beings, have exchanged faith in God for Buddhism and fake prophecies. But my friends, such people are without excuse. The Bible warnings are clear. Listen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and wickedness of men who by their wickedness suppress the truth. And again, claiming to be wise, they become fools, and exchange the glory of the immortal God for the images resembling mortal man or birds or animals or reptiles. Romans 1:22 and 23. The apostle concluded, "Wherefore God gave them up in the lust of their own hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever." Beloved, God's real prophets in Bible times respected His Word. They did not contradict themselves, as the whole crop of astrologers frequently do. They did not have any prophecies which fail, like the false prophets of astrology. They did not manifest irreverence toward God's will. Unequivocally, I deny the claims of a divine guidance of experts for horoscopes, table-tapping, finger-tipping, and cracked crystal ball-gazers. God is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. His Word is His divine revelation, and not the false